Welcome to Programming in Tongue, a podcast of the Universal Translator Assistant Project. Welcome back to Programming in Tongues. Got a couple topics today, sort of diverse, and a promo to play, which is almost but not quite the promo that I want to play. Let's start out. The topic for this podcast is a paper skiff. It's a phrase that I like. It came from a biography of John Adams by David McAuliffe, and it has to do with what John Adams considered the Declaration of Independence, that if it was just a declaration and nothing more, it would be a paper skiff. It wouldn't have much use as a ship. It was just an imaginary one. Well, I want to think about paper spaceships. That is, how you can make a spaceship today. I also want to talk about an alien language you can learn today with tools on the internet. An alien language in which I will reveal one of my favorite scripture passages. Let's continue. There are quite a few resources devoted to something that is called card modeling on the internet. The one that I'm interested in most is card modeling of paper spaceships. Delta 7 Studios, you'll find a link on the show notes, has all sorts of spacecraft that you can build. There's a space shuttle, there is a Mercury capsule, both of which are available for free, as well as kits that you can buy, CDs, that will include the full Mercury program, the full Gemini program. There's others that are underway. There's also a set of imaginative retro science fiction spaceships you can make. Check out the show notes and you'll see a picture of me inspecting a Mercury capsule that I built. You'll also see on the show notes a poster I made following the Columbia disaster. It is a picture that I did compositing a real photo taken by the Columbia astronauts along with a paper model of their shuttle looking much like it might have in space up above the Earth with the moon in the distance. The idea of making a paper spaceship is a lot like studying alien languages. It gives you a way of having tools and having something in front of you to examine that teaches you a lot about the real thing. A paper spaceship, whether it is the shuttle or a Mercury capsule, is still an accurate representation of the original ship. An alien language constructed for a science fiction story also gives you a way of dealing with languages, learning about languages in a simple form. You might learn idada hutabit is the Ewok word for spaceship, or punkpa is a spaceship word from hut. Dudj is a word used in Klingon. That's kind of an interesting one because dudj not only means ship or vessel, it also means instincts. Anyway, take a look at the show notes. You'll see a list of a number of alien language words for ships. You'll also see some links to paper modeling, including a link to Delta 7 Studio free model of Mercury Redstone that you can build. Now, I've got a promo. It's a promo, actually, for a podcast network called The Godcast Network that I participate in. I really want to find a promo for The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd because that's a real special favorite, and it's part of the Godcast Network. So, without further ado, I'll roll the podcast from the Godcast Network.
When you were young, Mom provided a home for stray animals. Today, the Godcast Network at godcast.org proudly provides a home for these strays. The Born Again Christian, ICM Raw, a Klingon word from the word, Harvest Crusade, powered by Hadavar, Rachel's Choice, Horizon Podcast, Morning and Evening, Life Spring, The Living Word, whew, man, Rev Tim Podcast, Reflections, A Time for Harvest, The Whole Truth, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, Behind the Scenes. They're cute, they're cuddly, and none of them bite. So whether you're a Christian, spiritually curious, or just looking for something you can listen to with the whole family, the Godcast Network has at least one show you'll want to take home with you. Check us out now at www.godcast.org. God bless.
Now, an alien language that is available today, something that you can learn on the internet and actually has practical application. Alien language I'm thinking of can be used to express many ideas and thoughts. My favorite passage from scripture rendered in that language is Nihil sub sola novum. There is nothing new under the sun. Now, my pronunciation might not be very good, but you'll probably know that that language, that alien language, is actually Latin, a language which has been used internationally, classically, and is the root of many languages, English included. Studying a language like Latin will give you a lot of practical benefit that perhaps Klingon doesn't provide. Now, it's a science fiction language. This is a podcast about science fiction languages and using computers with them, and here's some of the connections. If you notice in the show notes, you'll see a picture from Robert Heinlein's books, Have Spacesuit Will Travel. That story includes Latin used, where character Clip Russell encounters a human from many centuries earlier. There's some time travel involved. He's a Roman soldier who was plucked off of England and Kip, by virtue of knowing Latin and Spanish, works together to be able to communicate with this person who definitely does not speak modern English. Another story that uses Latin in a science fiction context is Stephen Baxter's Manifold Space. In that story, machine intelligence from other stars come to Earth, and in attempting to communicate with them, it's discovered that Latin is a very good language with its structure and ability, and one character, a cleric, a Roman Catholic cleric, remarks that all that study of Latin in seminary has finally paid off. Probably had paid off earlier, but it was an amusing point in the story. Now, how do you combine that with computers? Well, I've got a link to Latin for Mountain Men, which is a web-based course of study to learn Latin, to give you an introduction. There's also a very good tool called Whitaker's Words that gives you a Latin-English dictionary, actually a parsing tool, something that you can use to parse language phrases to make them more easy to understand for you. I actually created a website that would take Vulgate passages, the Latin translation of the Bible, and run them through the tool that I have a link to, the Latin dictionary. The final thing that you can get, which combines that Latin-English dictionary with an online text of the Vulgate and the Douay English translation of the Vulgate, is the VolSearch program. You'll find a link and a picture of it on the show notes. It's really interesting. It gives you an idea of how a language tool can be used to understand passages. I mean, and it's free. It's fun to use. And if you have an interest in scripture, you'll be able to find passages and see them in their Latin version. Well, that about wraps it up for this show, and I thank you for tuning in once again to Programming in Tongues. At least I hope that you're a return visitor, and if you're not, welcome for coming the first time. Thanks for listening.